Pakistan's agriculture sector has registered a significant slowdown, with growth rate declining to 1.1% in the second quarter of fiscal year 2024-25, compared to 6.1% in 2QFY24, according to data from the Pakistan Bureau of Statistics, PBS, and Topline Research. This decline is largely attributed to a sharp 31% drop in cotton production and a 15.4% decline in maize output, both of which are key contributors to the sector's overall performance. The setbacks to major crops have dampened the momentum observed in FY24 when agriculture experienced a robust recovery. "I am not surprised by the figures," said Miran Mohammad Shah, president of the Sindh Chamber of Agriculture. "Factually, the ground reality is pretty much the same. Owing to climate change, moisture levels have declined, which, in Sindh province, has restricted cotton cultivation to just two districts, Sangkhur and Nawabshah, resulting in a sharp decline in cotton production. Later in the year, we are likely to see a similar trend for wheat." The government's sudden refusal to procure wheat this year, along with the lack of an officially announced support price, has left farmers in a difficult position. Even otherwise, with input prices skyrocketing and no state intervention, farmers are struggling to survive. On top of that, Sindh is facing a drought season, and if there is no substantial rainfall this year, Pakistan might have to import all major agricultural products, leading to a severe food security crisis in the country. Hamid Malik, a farmer from Punjab, reported that rice production has declined slightly to 9.5 million tons from 9.8 million tons in the previous year. In contrast, maize and sugarcane production experienced a modest growth, with sugarcane output increasing by 3%. Horticulture, vegetable, and livestock sectors also recorded an increase. Despite these gains, the overall GDP growth in 2QFY25 remained low, primarily due to a massive 30% decline in cotton production, which fell to 5.4 million bales from 8.2 million bales in the previous year, along with a significant reduction in sesame output. Sindh Abadgar Board Senior Vice President Mahmood Nawaz Shah said as early as June and July, it became evident that cotton arrivals were significantly lower than expected, and this downward trend is now materializing. Adding to concerns, rice paddy yields are predicted to be lower than last year, while the situation with sugar production appears even more troubling, he said. Initial estimates suggested a decline from 7.5 million tons of sugar last year to 6.4 million tons this year, but some fear the final figure could be even lower. Additionally, sugarcane production has reportedly fallen by 10 to 15%, and maize production is also expected to be lower. Preliminary wheat yields are also being reported below last year's levels, though it is still early in the harvest.